Good morning, story lovers, and welcome to the Story Shop. I'm Princess Tamalva. Aunt Sally is here, but I'm afraid she's having a little trouble getting her magic story bonnet.
Hand me that screwdriver, would you please, Princess Tamalva?
The screwdriver? Oh, sure, here it is.
Thanks.
We have a wonderful story for you listeners this morning. The problem is Aunt Sally's bonnet is locked inside the wardrobe and the key has fallen behind it.
Excuse me for this delay, everyone. Please hand me that broom again, Princess Tamalva. I'll give that one more try.
I admire your perseverance, Aunt Sally. You don't give up, even when the going's rough.
You do what you have to do, Princess Tamalva.
That sounds like the hero of our story. He was a very persevering boy.
Yes, he didn't give up easily. Foxtail! Look, Princess Tamalva, Foxtail's chased a mouse under the wardrobe. Come here, Foxtail. That's a good cat. Princess Tamalva, would you put Foxtail out while I talk to this mouse?
Sure.
Little mouse, the cat is gone. Are you all right? Good. Then would you help us, please? Do you see that key stuck behind the wardrobe? Yes, that's it. Please bring it to me. Oh, thank you, little mouse. Now I can unlock this big door and push aside my coats and dresses. Now where's my magic story bonnet? After all this... Oh, there it is, down by my shoes.
I see you found your bonnet.
Thanks to my little furry friend here.
Shall we take him to the kitchen for a treat?
Princess Tamalva, can you imagine what that little mouse thought of us?
Giants! I haven't seen a giant in a long while, Aunt Sally, have you?
No, but there are two in this morning's story of Jack and the Beanstalk. Once upon a time, in a poor little cottage, there lived a widow and her only son, Jack. Although Jack was still young, he tried his hardest to keep the cottage repaired, the spinning wheel oiled, and the vegetable garden watered and weeded. He knew he was the only help his mother had since his father had died when he was just a baby. One spring, after a terribly harsh winter, Jack's mother called him to her side.
"Jack, times are hard. We have very little left to eat. I'm afraid we'll have to sell our cow."
"Not Bessie, Mother. She's like one of the family. I'll go to the village and find work. But please, let's keep Bessie."
"I'm sorry, Jack. There is no choice in this. We're close to starvation now. Take the cow. She'll understand."
"All right."
"Jack."
"Yes?"
"She's a good cow. Get the most you can for her."
"Yes, ma'am. I'll try." "Bessie, I wish I didn't have to sell you. You've been with us ever since I can remember, even before Nurse Nana died."
"What ho! Hey there, lad! Did I hear you say you're going to sell that cow?"
"Yes, sir, but not to a butcher."
No, my little ones need milk, as I had to slaughter our milker for food this winter. Will you sell her to me?"
"What will you give me for her?"
"Ah, I'll give you my most valuable possessions. These 7 magic beans."
"Magic beans? I don't believe you."
"It's true. Now give me the cow and I'll tell you how they work." "Beans? 7 beans? Oh, Jack, now we shall surely starve."
"I'm sorry, Mother. I'll do as the butcher said. I'll plant these beans in our garden, right under the cliff. Mother says they're just common string beans, but I might as well plant them and see." "There, at least I've done all I can do. I hope something happens. I'm so hungry."
That night, Jack and his mother each had 1/2 a potato for dinner and went sadly to bed. Jack, too hungry to sleep well, got up at dawn and went out to the garden.
"Lord be praised! What's this I see? Those water magic beans! Overnight they have grown into vines as thick as trees and as high as the clouds! Mother, Mother, come out here quickly!"
"What are you shouting about, Jack?"
"Mother, look!"
"Oh, Jack, they were magic. A I'm frightened. We should chop it down.
No, we shouldn't, Mother. I want to climb it.
But, Jack, it's so high, and you can't tell what's at the top of it, and it may not even hold you.
Don't worry, Mother. It grows against the cliff, and these vines are as big as trees, see? They make a fine ladder. As for what awaits me, who can say? I'll be back soon, Mother. Don't worry.
Be careful, son.
Ah, these leaves are so large. I can hardly see above or below myself. Maybe I could push this one back to see if my mother's still waving to me. Zounds! I can barely see her. I'm up so high the whole village seems small enough to fit in my hand. This is fun! How long must I climb before I reach the top? My legs, my arms, they're so weak. I must rest. Oh, I'm so hungry. Say, what's this? A bean? It is! It's a string bean! But it's taller than I am! Tasty, too. Now I feel better. I think I'll look down again. What? Only whiteness? And above? Whiteness as well? I'm in the clouds! What will I see when I climb out of these clouds? Should I go on? Oh, I'm so tired. I could climb back down. After all the work to get this far, I'm not going to give up now. I'm off to the top, whatever it may bring. Finally, solid ground. What a beautiful meadow. Some rich person must live in that castle over there. Look at all the sheep grazing on the hillside. Oh, a stream, and I'm so thirsty. There's no my stomach over this pool to get a drink. What's this? I look into the water as one, but the water reflects two.
Indeed, a strange old woman stood next to the pool. She wore a pointed hat with a broad brim, something like a witch's cap. But this one was bright green with red, blue, and yellow flowers on the brim. Her cape, too, was green as the spring grass that grew all around them.
I beg your pardon, old woman, that I didn't see your creature before.
Not your fault, Jack. I wasn't here before.
Excuse me, but how do you know my name when I don't know you? And is that your castle over there?
Gracious! To answer your questions, I'll have to tell you the story of that very castle. A noble knight once lived in the castle with his beloved wife and children. His neighbors were the little people of Fairyland, which surrounds the castle. Because he was such an honorable man, the little people loved him dearly and gave him many treasures and precious gifts. Nearby, there lived a wicked giant. He was very greedy and vowed he would capture the castle and its treasures. One dark and moonless night, the giant entered the castle. He crept through the halls, killing servants as he went, until he finally reached the knight's chamber. Before the knight could awaken and sound the alarm, the giant had killed him too. Luckily, the knight's wife had left the previous day with their infant son to visit a faithful old servant who lived some distance away. Later, she learned of her husband's and her children's deaths. So deep was her sorrow that she, too, wanted to die and planned to return to the castle. But the faithful servant convinced the knight's lady to stay in hiding and raise her remaining child, a boy. Years passed. After the servant's death, the lady inherited the servant's modest house, her garden, and her cow. She supported herself and her son by spinning cloth and selling milk. You should recognize that woman, Jack. She's your mother.
My mother?
Yes, Jack. This magnificent old castle once belonged to your father.
What must I do to get it back?
Your duty requires you to win the castle back for yourself and your mother. The task is very difficult and full of danger. Have you the courage to try, Jack?
I'm so enraged after hearing about my father's death, I fear nothing.
Think for a while then, Jack. I'll return soon.
Later that day, the old woman approached Jack again.
Do you have the courage now, Jack?
I'm not so angry anymore, and I clearly see the dangers ahead of me. The task is fearful, but I'm the only one who can do it. Yes, I'm ready to try.
Then truly you are one of those who slays giants. First, you must get into the castle, and if possible, gain possession of the hen that lays golden eggs and the harp that talks. Remember, all the giant has is really yours.
Where did she go? Of course, she was a fairy. Well, to the castle.
Yes? Who's there?
Zounds! She has but one eye! A giant cyclops! Let me out of here!
Oh, you didn't expect to see me here, that is clear. Come here, you.
Let me go! Let me go!
No, I won't let you go. I'm overworked, and I want a kitchen helper the same as other ladies. You shall scrub the floors and wash the dishes and make the fires, and just help me out generally when the giant is out. When he's at home, I must hide you, though, for he has eaten up my other helpers, and you would make a tasty morsel, my little lad.
Please put me down. I'm ready to help you with floors, dishes, or fires, ma'am. Only, please hide me from your husband, for I should not like to be eaten at all.
That's a good boy. This is the dining room. The kitchen is over there. You'll hide in my wardrobe here. He never opens that. Hurry now. I hear him coming.
Fee-fi-fo-fum! I smell the blood of an Englishman! Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread! Wait! There's an Englishman in the castle! Cook him up for my breakfast!
You've grown old and stupid. It is only a nice fresh elephant steak which you smell. Sit down and eat.
I go now, wife. I shall be back for supper.
He's gone. Come out, morsel, and wash the dishes.
All day, Jack helped the giantess do her chores. She fed him well, and when evening came, put him back in the wardrobe. Watching through the large keyhole, Jack was surprised to see the giant put a whole turkey in his enormous mouth and pick his teeth with the bone of a wolf.
What? Bring me the hen that lays the golden eggs. It lays as well as it did when it belonged to that sniveling knight. Indeed, I think the eggs are heavier now than ever.
Yes, yes, here it is. And now it's time for my evening walk. You don't need me any longer.
Go! I'll be having my nap soon. But first, some fun! Lay! 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 Golden eggs! Beautiful! Mine! All mine! But that's enough.
I've had a busy day.
Now's my chance. I think I'll just grab this hen and cover her beak, now through the kitchen, out the back door, and to the beanstalk!
So Jack returned to his home, telling his mother all that had happened.
Isn't it wonderful, Mother?
I'm pleased, Jack. This little hen brings with her happy memories and, alas, sad ones. Nevertheless, with her golden eggs, we will never be hungry again. I must say, though, I was very afraid for you, Jack, and for myself. All I could think when you didn't come back was that the giant had killed you, too, and that I was now completely alone.
You need not fear, Mother. I'm back, safe and sound.
Yes, thank goodness.
Days went by before Jack climbed the beanstalk again.
Jack, I must go to market. I'll be back this afternoon.
Goodbye, Mother. While Mother's gone, I think I'll visit the giant again. First, I'll dye my hair black, put on this leather vest, and change to my black trousers. There. Now the giantess won't recognize me.
Yes? Who is it? Oh, I almost stepped on you, boy. Not so fast. You can't run away from me. I need a helper. You aren't a thief, are you?
No, ma'am. I only take what belongs to me.
Good. I've been having trouble with thieves lately. Quickly, into the wardrobe. The giant is coming. Be still if you don't want him to eat you for supper.
Yes, ma'am.
Thief! Fie! Foe! Fum! I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread.
Silly old fool. It's only a roasted ox that I thought would be a tidbit for your supper. Sit down. I'll bring it to you.
The giant sat down, and soon his wife brought to the table a roasted ox, which is like a large cow, and they began their supper. Jack was amazed to see them pick the ox's bones as if it were a small bird. As soon as they finished, the giantess got up to go to her room for a nap.
Before you go, bring me my money bag so I can count my gold pieces before I sleep.
The giantess obeyed. She soon brought two large bags over her shoulders, which she put down by her husband.
There! Two bags are all you have left of the night's money. When that's gone, you'll have to take over another Baron's castle.
Not if I, Jack, can stop him.
Gold! Gold! How it shines! How smooth it feels! I'll pile it all in a pile. No, I'll stack it all into stacks.
The giant played with his money, counted it and stacked it until he was bored. Then he swept it all back into the bags and, leaning forward onto the table, fell asleep.
The giant's snoring sounds like nothing will ever wake him. Still, I must be quiet. Oh, these sacks are heavy.
Jack escaped again, this time with the gold. Down the beanstalk he went and dragged the money bags into the cottage.
Do you ever remember having so much money, Mother?
Yes, Jack, when your father was alive. And it's his memory that makes me fear for you. That giant is cruel and wicked. I don't like you taking the risk.
But, Mother, don't you see? The giant has taken what rightly belongs to us. He should not have it.
Very true, Jack, but that doesn't change the fact that he's bigger and far stronger than both of us put together. All he cares about is money, food, and sleep. He'd kill you as quickly as we'd kill a cockroach.
Mother, I must go back. I'm sorry if it worries you, but I must.
So Jack, disguised once again, climbed the beanstalk and knocked on the castle door. The giantess opened the door as she had twice before. Not recognizing him, she again kept Jack on as a helper. By and by, the giant came home, and Jack again slipped into the wardrobe.
Thief, fie, foe, come! I smell the blood of an Englishman! Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread!
You stupid old giant! The only thing you smell is this sheep I've grilled for your dinner. Sit down and eat. Did you like the sheep?
Well, I could have eaten three more. Why don't you feed me more, woman? Are you meaning to starve me to death so you can have all this wealth and the castle for yourself?
Now you're being stupid. You're simply getting too fat, and I'm tired of letting out all your clothes.
Humph yourself! Bring me my harp and get out!
The giantess obeyed. She brought a small, beautiful harp, then left for her room. The frame of the instrument sparkled with diamonds, and the strings shimmered in the light, for they were gold.
This is the best of the knight's treasures, especially for a man like myself with a sharp-tongued wife. Play! Play something happier! That's nice!
Told me to get the hen and the harp. This will probably be my last trip here. I'll be ever so quiet. That's it, my pretty harp. Keep playing until I'm out of this store.
Master! Master!
What? What? Who takes the harp of the giant and thinks he can get away with it?
I take the harp of my father, which is rightfully mine.
I did smell an Englishman. Why, you?
Master, master.
Jack talked to the harp as he ran like the wind over the grass and stream to the edge of the cliff where the beanstalk grew.
Little harp, the giant is not your master. He's the thief who stole you from my father long, long ago. I am the son of your true master, the knight.
I'll get you, you little thief!
He's gaining on me. I'll never make it to the beanstalk at this rate. I've got to run faster.
You fool! You can't outrun me! And when I catch you, I'll grind your bones, just like I said. What? Oh!
Thank goodness he tripped. Now, to get down this stalk.
I see you! I see where you're going! You aren't going to escape me this time! I'm coming after you!
Oh my gosh, he's climbing down after me! Luckily, I'm used to this beanstalk and could climb quickly and get to the bottom. Mother, mother! The giant's coming! Hurry, the axe! Yes, that's it! Stand back!
What's happening? I'm falling!
Oh, Jack!
It's all right now, Mother.
Who is this beautiful woman?
I don't know.
Jack, you have passed the test. You have acted like a brave knight's son. You see, I was the butcher and the old woman in green. Because of your faith, you planted the beans. Because of your hope, you climbed the stalk. And because of your courage, you have now slain the giant. Indeed, you deserve to have your father's castle and land restored to you. Dig a grave and bury the giant.
This Jack did, then returned to the woman.
Now, Jack, go and kill the giantess.
But I could not kill anyone unless I were fighting for my own life. I could not draw my sword on the giantess. She has always been very kind to me.
I'm pleased with your generous feeling, Jack. That was the final test. Nevertheless, return to the castle and act as you see fit.
How can I get there? when the stalk is cut down.
Come, I'll drive you in my chariot. I'm sure you'll enjoy the ride, as my carriage is made of gold and drawn by two peacocks.
I'm honored, kind fairy.
Jack realized it was a fairy with whom he talked, and drove with her until they reached another village under the cliff. Here they found many wretched-looking men gathered in the village square. The fairy stopped her chariot and spoke to the crowd.
Gentle folk, the cruel giant who ruled over you, eating your sheep and oxen, is dead. Thanks to this young but courageous youth, his name is Jack, and he is the son of your kind master of long ago, the knight.
Yay! Allegiance to Jack! All hail!
All hail for Jack!
Come, follow us to the castle.
To the castle.
To the castle!
To the castle!
Meanwhile, back at the castle.
I wonder what keeps the giant. His dinner grows cold. I'll climb to the tower and see if I can spot him. Oh, I must fix the hem on this skirt. I'm forever stepping on it.
The old giantess saw well enough with her one eye that the crowd of men coming towards the castle meant to harm her. She could hear their angry shouts, which frightened her, for she guessed that something had happened to her husband. She grabbed a club and turned to descend the stairs, but in her fear and confusion, she tripped on her dress and fell from the top of the stairs to the bottom. There she lay, killed by the fall, until Jack and the crowd of villagers found her.
Stand back, men. She was once kind to me.
What now, fairy?
Jack, your good heart as well as your courage make you truly your father's son. I'll go now and return with your mother. We'll also bring the hen, the gold, and the harp.
Jack had the giantess buried. When his mother arrived, she was horrified at the mess she found.
Kind or no, that giantess knew very little about keeping a clean house.
Good help was hard to find, Mother. Either her husband ate them, or they ran away with the family treasures.
Thus Jack returned to his father's home, where he lived and ruled with courage and kindness.
You were right, Aunt Sally. Jack didn't give up easily.
No, he didn't, and he was rewarded generously for his perseverance.
Oh, dear, it's time for us to go, but we'll be back next week at the same time.
And on this same station. See you then.
Goodbye.